USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Kauai say the situation is bleak after Thursday's helicopter crash.
There are no indications of survivors.
Seven people were on board. The remains of six have been recovered. Two families were taking a tour of some of Hawaii's most rugged and remote coastlines. There was a shooting Friday night at a warehouse complex just north of Houston. Two people are dead and two more are hospitalized. Police have detained several people. There was chaos in Mogadishu. A giant car bomb exploded southwest of the Somali capital, killing at least 75 people. Many of them were university students. It happened at a busy intersection where traffic is heavy because of a security checkpoint. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Astronaut Christina Koch now marks her 289th day in space. USA's John Hunt has more.
Breaking retired astronaut Peggy Whitson's world record for the longest single space flight by a woman. Koch has participated in four spacewalks, joining astronaut Jessica Meir for history's first all-female excursion in October. She plans to venture back outside twice more in January, again teaming up with Meir to complete the installation of new solar array batteries for the station's solar-powered system. When Koch returns to Earth February 6th, her time in space will stand at 328 days, just 12 shy of retired astronaut Mark Kelly's U.S. record set in 2016. The all-time single flight record, 438 days, was set by cosmonaut Valery Polyankov in 1995. Whitson still holds the U.S. record for total time in space, 666 days over five flights. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
There's a new study called intermittent fasting, and USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer. Research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting, in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal 2 days a week. In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition to obesity, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An actress and deaf activist is highlighting the challenges of in-flight accessibility after a frustrating experience. USA's John Hunt reports.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard of hearing flights." She used the hashtag no access and ADA compliance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.